Hello and welcome to another episode of Tree Talk. I am your host, Levi Mock, admissions counselor here at Indiana State University. And today we have a special segment on our docket, the ISU Big Trivia Challenge. Woo! And participating in our first Big Trivia Challenge is our lovely esteemed contestant, my main man with the luscious curls and the million-dollar smile that I never get to see because it's always under a mask, Mr. Moses Bobichin. How you doing, man? How's it going?
I'm pretty good, Levon. Pretty good.
But Moses, why don't you tell the listeners really quick what do you do here and just a little bit about yourself?
So I am a junior psychology major here at Indiana State. I work in the Welcome Center, and I also work in the math lab. You can see me a part of my fraternity, the Honors College, a bunch of different stuff all over campus.
Fantastic. Well, now, Moses, I need to ask you, are you ready? The Big Trivia Challenge!
I'm ready as all of you.
All right, awesome. Now, just so you understand the rules, the Big Trivia Challenge is composed of 13 questions about ISU that will typically fall under one of three categories: true or false, multiple choice, or time pressure. These questions will be asked in any order that I see fit. All you have to do is answer them. That sound good?
Of course.
Awesome. So with that out of the way, it's finally time for the Big Trivia Challenge! And we're starting right here. Question one. True or false? You are required to have a pilot's license prior to entering the professional flight, aviation, and technology major.
I'm going to have to go with false.
You have to go with false. Final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. Starting out strong, Moses. Starting out strong. All right, we'll go with one more true or false. Maybe we'll switch over. True or false? Earning 24 credit hours at any community college will allow you to transfer into ISU without the need of providing additional high school transcripts. True or false?
I'm going to go with false.
Go with false. Final answer.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That is wrong. That actually is true. Earning 24 credit hours at a community college does allow you to transfer into the school without the need of high school transcripts. That's if they are from an accredited institution and if they are college-level courses, specifically.
Yes.
Now I'm going to switch over really quick. Just a multiple choice.
All right.
Our most famous alumni, as you know, is Larry Bird, often credited as the player that took ISU to its first and only NCAA championship appearance against Michigan State. But what year was that? Is it A, 1976-77, B, 1977-78, C, 1978-79, or D, 1979-80?
And B was 77-78, correct?
B was 77-78. At any time, if you need these repeated, I will gladly repeat them for you.
I'm going to have to go with, I think, 78-79, which is C.
78-79, C. Final answer.
I don't know much about Larry Bird, but I'm going to have to go with C, yes.
C. Moses, that is correct. I am very impressed. I did not think you would get that one. Yes, it is C. All right, Moses, next question. You ready for this one? This one's, I think, a little bit harder. On the corner of 7th and Wabash in the downtown area is a statue of a mysterious man sitting on a park bench. Who is this man? Is it A, director Orson Welles, B, poet Maxton Ehrman, C, popcorn inventor Orville Redenbacher, or D, author Oscar Wilde?
And you said it's on 7th and Wabash?
On the corner of 7th and Wabash, right across from Federal Cafe.
Oh, okay, I do know where you are. For some reason, I want to say Oscar Wilde, but I don't know if he has a connection to the city of Terre Haute. I'm going to have to go with A.
A, director Orson Welles. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect, Moses. That is incorrect. This one's much more of an obscure question. Actually, the correct answer was poet Max Ehrman was the correct answer. Yeah, so Max Ehrman was born in Terre Haute, Indiana, and he was also a writer and an attorney.
Okay.
Fun facts. All right, so now let's go into something just a little bit different in a different realm. Indiana State University school colors are blue and white. You know this, I know this, we all know this.
Of course.
But what specific shade of blue is ISU's blue? Is it A, royal, B, cobalt, C, sapphire, or D, Egyptian?
So A was
royal,
and B was cobalt.
B was cobalt, C, sapphire, D, Egyptian.
I'm going to have to go with A, royal.
Go with A, royal. Final answer.
Yes.
That is correct, Moses. That is correct. Congratulations. You got another question correct. All right, Moses, next question. True or false? You have to declare a major freshman year. True or false? You have to declare a major freshman year.
Are you counting exploratory studies as a major?
No.
Then that's false.
That is false. Final answer.
Yes.
Good point of clarification, because you are correct, sir. False. You do not have to officially declare a major until the end of your sophomore year. That is correct. Good job. All right. One more from true and false realm. True or false, Moses? Going from fall to spring semester, dining credits and commons cash will roll over.
Oh.
Once again, true or false, going from fall to spring semester, dining credits and commons cash will roll over.
So, being the commuter student I am, I have never had a meal plan.
Ooh, I did not know that.
I will have to say that they do roll over from semester to semester, but I do not think they roll over from year to year.
Final answer? So you're saying true?
Yes, it is true. They will roll over.
All right. Final answer?
Yes.
All right. Moses, that is true. Your instincts were correct. Spring to fall, they will reset. But fall to spring, they just always roll over.
Yes.
Very correct. Good job. Who was the coach during the famous NCAA championship run with Larry Bird? Was it A, Gordon Bombay, B, Thomas Lynch, C, Rex Grossman, or D, Bill Hodges?
Well, it definitely wasn't the terrible quarterback of the Chicago Bears, Rex Grossman. I know that one for sure.
Very good. Very good. Very good deductive skills there, Mr. Moses.
Can you repeat A and B?
I'll just repeat all of them.
Yes.
So once again, who was the coach during the famous NCAA championship run with Larry Bird? Was it A, Gordon Bombay, B, Thomas Lynch, C, Rex Grossman, or D, Bill Hodges?
I'm going to have to go with B.
You're going with B, Thomas Lynch. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Now, he'll probably be very upset because Thomas Lynch was a former admissions counselor here. But you worked with. You worked with Tommy. So, yes, the answer is not B, Thomas Lynch. I am sorry. I'm sorry. Which leaves, I'll give you one more stab at it just for fun. A, Gordon Bombay, or D, Bill Hodges.
I'm going to have to go D, Bill Hodges.
That is correct. Because A, Gordon Bombay is the coach for the Mighty Ducks in the movie.
The name sounded a little familiar.
Yes, it was Bill Hodges. Bill Hodges led us to the NCAA championship. All right, so how many Greek life organizations are available to students on campus? All right, so is it A, 25, B, 26, C, 27, D, 28?
Okay, so I know there are 9 sororities on campus, and then I really should know how many fraternities there are. I think there's 11, so I'm going to have to say 26.
You say 26. So B26, is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with 26.
You go with 26. Staying strong with his answer. He's not deferred from that ever. That is unfortunately wrong, though. I am sorry. It's not B26. It's actually D. It's 28.
28, wow.
28. But I'll redeem a point if you can tell me how many fraternities and how many sororities there are.
So are you talking about IFC and Panhellenic?
I'm talking about ones that are officially registered here on campus. That is all I can give you.
Okay, sororities. Like I said, there are 9 Panhellenic sororities. But I don't know if we're including NPHC or not. Okay, so I would have to say 9 sororities.
9 sororities?
And fraternities?
Let's do some math here. There's 28 total.
Well, I don't know if my original math was correct. I'm going to go with 16.
Go with 16.
16 or 17.
There are 14 fraternities.
14.
And 14 sororities.
Wow.
Dead even.
Wow,
dead
I did even. Not know that.
That will not affect, I will not go against you. It's just a little bonus.
Okay.
All right, so next question. As you know, students who have plans at Indiana State University have access to 2 types of currency, commons cash and dining credits. For dining credits, what is the max amount a student can spend in a day? Once again, what is the max amount of dining credits a student can spend in a day? Is it A, 3, B, 4, C, 2, D, 5?
I'm going to have to go with A, 3.
A, 3. What is your reasoning for that? I'm curious.
Just because breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 3 meals each week, or 3 meals each day, rather. It's what I would have
3 meals a week.
3 meals a week, yeah.
We don't feed you here.
No.
You got a ration. All right, but I feel you, man. So is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct, Moses. That is correct. A3. You can spend anywhere from 0 to 3 at your convenience, and anything you don't obviously rolls over, as we discussed earlier. All right. I'm going to test your knowledge. So this one's called time pressure. If I remember, I mentioned this in the beginning.
Yes.
This one is I give you a certain amount of time. Typically, it'll be 30 seconds to name as many of whatever it is that I'm about to ask you for. All right. So there are 13 university housing areas here on campus.
Yes.
Can you name all of them in 30 seconds?
Yes, I can, I think.
All right. Let me get my timer here, and we will give this a shot, my friend. When I say go. All right, Moses, you ready?
And you said there's 13.
There are 13. There are 13 university housing areas. And go.
All right, so you have Pickerel, Burford, Erickson, Mills, Rhodes, Cromwell, and Bloomberg. And then you have Sandison, Hines, Jones, Reeve Hall, 500 Wabash. Am I missing any?
There's three. Three you are missing.
It's Sanderson, Hines, and Jones. Mills, Rhodes, Cromwell, and Bloomberg.
You're missing one.
I already said 500 Wabash.
Oh. You got all mixed up to one.
Which was?
And this one's kind of technicality because it's being torn down. The Lincoln Quads.
Oh, okay.
The Lincoln Quads.
Yeah.
That's the only one you did not get. That was very impressive. You really know your stuff, man. I was very, very impressive. Yeah, so the 13 residences are Bloomberg, Burford, Cromwell, Erickson, Hines, Jones, Lincoln Quads, Mills, Pickerel, Reeves, Rhodes, Sanderson, and 500 Wabash.
Yes.
Very good. Very good under pressure. All right, so pretty easy question. Not too hard. Counting both men's and women's sports here on campus.
Yes.
How many Division I sports programs does ISU offer? All right, so it is A, 12, B, 11, C, 14, D, 13.
I'm going to have to go with C, 14.
C, 14, final answer.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Moses, that is incorrect. You were so close. It is D, 13.
Really? Wow.
D, 13. So you're really close. You're very,
I was
very
confident in that answer because that's
very
usually information I share on my tours. So
it's all right.
I'm going to have to correct myself next time.
No, you were very close. That's not bad. For the grand finale, for the last question.
Yes.
Moses, name as many halls, colleges, academic buildings on campus as you can. There are 18 possibilities.
Okay.
Can you name them? And we're going to go with as many as you can in 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right, and go.
Honors College, Dreiser Hall, Gillum Hall, then you have Normal Hall, University Hall, Fine Arts Building, Homestead Hall, Science Building, and then you have College of Arts and, or College of Human Health Services, College of, or the Fine Arts Building, then you have Fairbanks Hall, and let's see, music one. I can't think of the music one.
Oh, not bad, man. You got 11. You got 11. Not bad. 11 out of 18. I think it's a passing grade. Just for all listeners out there, Moses actually only got 10 right. I went back, checked the tape. Yes, it was only 10. He said Fine Arts twice. So yes, it was only 10 for Moses. Out of 18, not 12, not 11. Now back to the show. All right, so just to list them all off for you.
Okay.
Bay College Education, also known as University Hall. The Chestnut Building, which is the former art building on campus.
Yes.
Sorry, was...
Nursing building.
Was a nursing building.
Yes.
The College of Graduate and Professional Studies, which is Gillum Hall.
Okay.
The College of Health and Human Services, Dreiser, Fairbanks, the Fine Arts Building, Homestead Hall, the John T. Myers Technology Center, College of Tech, Landy Center for Performing Arts, Normal Hall, Rankin Hall, Root Hall, Science Building, the Scott College of Business, also known as Federal Hall, Stocker Hall, Tilson Music Hall, which you almost got, and then Tyree Hall.
Yes.
And then out of those, I gave you a few extra, so I'm going to say you get 12.
Okay.
12 out of 18, so not bad. A glorious performance. I'll have to tally up your scores, so we'll be right back with the official final scores in just a second. All right, Moses, good job, good job. Out of 13, you got 8 correct. And for those that don't know, if he gets more than 50% on the time pressure questions, I typically count it correct, but it's all for good fun. Moses, with 8 points, you do win a prize, so congratulations. You get a lifetime supply of my undying gratitude for being on this podcast. Thank you very, very much for being here. But yes, that was the big trivia challenge. And thank you very much for being here, Moses. Would you like to say goodbye to
everyone? It is my pleasure to be on the podcast, and I'm so happy that I won his undying gratitude. What more could I ask for? But no, it was a pleasure, and I thank you very much, Levi.
No problem, man. I'll have you back anytime. Moses, thank you very much for being here. And to everyone else, thank you very much for joining us. Until next time, go Sycamores.